Now, the DUP are facing criticism again following another party member's social media activity. MLA Maurice Bradley had retweeted a message which called London Mayor Sadiq Khan the enemy within. This comes, of course, just days after Ian Paisley apologised over a retweet of columnist Katie Hopkins. On the line we have the UUP MLA, Mike Nesbitt. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Vinny.
Your thoughts on this, another issue with regards to social media within the DUP?
Yeah. Well, I think on this one, Maurice has to come out quickly to explain himself, because on the face of it, it is so far beyond the pale that it is unacceptable to call a Muslim the enemy within. I mean, I think if that's what he really means, it's based on ignorance.
There's a danger with social media that you can spread a message and share a message and maybe not be completely aware of what you're doing. But is that ever an excuse?
No, it explains, but it doesn't excuse. And I think the problem, you're hitting it on the nail here, Vinny. We have a very complex language in the English language, and it happens all the time on a daily basis. I can say something to you, knowing exactly what I mean, but actually unaware that you can quite rightly and legitimately take an entirely different, negative interpretation of it. But if it's a conversation like we're having now, it's cleared up immediately. If it goes out as a tweet, it's out there forever. People don't necessarily look at what may follow, which may be a chain of tweets which explain the original meaning. They just see the first tweet, to which they take legitimate offence, and you've got a hell of a problem. And you know, in politics, there's an old saying, you know, when you're explaining, you're losing.
Well, would you,
and the DUP seem to be losing at the moment.
Would you advise, well, all politicians to stay away from social media? Obviously, it has its benefits, Mike, that you can reach out to people that vote for you, people that maybe are in your area that want to contact you, but also you can really, really expose yourself. Maybe sometimes on purpose if it's a message you're putting out there, but like you have with Hamdi and Paisley, sharing something that then becomes, whether they mean it to or not, like your perception, your understanding, your opinion on something.
No, I wouldn't advise people not to use social media, but I would advise them to think twice. And maybe sometimes if you've got a tweet or a message for Facebook in mind, put it on your computer screen. Don't post it. Walk away, come back, look at it again.
Oh, come on, Mike Nesbitt. Now, you and I both know that's not really how life works. You're lying on the sofa and you're maybe half glancing at your phone, or you're not, because it's difficult to be switched on all the time. So that danger's always there.
Well, Vinny, I do sometimes, particularly when I think, hold on a second, could this be misinterpreted? Walk away from the phone, have a good think about it. And sometimes I think about it for a few minutes and I think, look, it's just not worth it. You know, I don't tweet every day. I don't tweet on every issue that I have an opinion on, because sometimes I couldn't be bothered, and sometimes I just think, you know, this is going to need explaining, and do I want to spend the rest of the night in some sort of exchange on Twitter or Facebook? No, I don't. I've got a life to lead.
What do you think should happen to the likes of Maurice Bradley and Ian Paisley? We saw what happened to, and I'm not drawing a direct comparison, but Barry McIlduff, with regards to his Kingsmill tweet, he ended up resigning over that.
In one sense, it's an internal matter for the DUP, and I heard it reported on the BBC that their party officers would be looking at the Ian Paisley case. I think they have to look at this tweet about the Mayor of London as well. But I would also encourage those two elected representatives to go up to the Islamic Centre. It's in South Belfast, where the DUP represent the people of that area at council level, at the Assembly, at Westminster, in Europe. So they've every reason to go up and to better understand them. And, you know, if you go up there, as I have done, Vinny, you meet people who are hospital consultants, who are on the board of governors of local schools, and most of them will tell you they are British. Some will tell you they're Irish, and that's where I try and do a bit of persuasion. But, you know, you can have a good bit of crack, and you'll come away better understanding who they are and what they're about, and the fact they want to embed themselves as citizens of this country, the same as you, same as me.
It'll be interesting to see what the DUP do or what action that they take. I know that Ian Paisley, he deleted his retweet, and the Maurice Bradley retweet has been deleted, although we are yet to hear from the DUP in relation to that. And as you said there, the party officers are going to consider the matter regarding Ian at their next meeting. Social media has so many benefits and so many plus points, but it is so dangerous at the same time, Mike.
Yes, it is, and that's why I think you need to just spend a bit of time thinking it through, because, as I say, the language that we use is a very, very complex one, and we use words either unaware of the complexity of different meanings we can put to them, or we just use a word and don't understand what it means. For example, you know, often we would hear on a news bulletin that a politician refutes an allegation against them. Actually, all they're doing is rejecting it, because refute doesn't mean to reject. It means to go further and disprove. And if I just say, I reject that allegation, it's wrong to say Mike Nesbitt has refuted it, because I've given you no evidence. I've just said, I don't accept it.
Yeah.
So it's all very, very complicated. And when it's Twitter particularly, which is so restrictive in the number of characters, the number of words, the number of syllables you can use, you have to think it through to the nth degree.
Finally,
otherwise, inevitably, you'll make a mistake.
Finally, Mike, just to go back again, and just to get a clear response from you regarding Maurice Bradley and Ian Paisley and what they have shared online. We saw with Barry McIlduff and his tweet and the subsequent retweet by Martino Mullier. Do you think there should be any action taken? Should they have to resign as Barry McIlduff did?
I think that is a matter for... now, that he resigned as an MP, but I think he's still a member of Sinn Féin, is he not? But anyway, I think it is primarily a matter for the DUP, and they will have their party officers' meeting and they will discuss it. I would be surprised if there isn't some sort of disciplinary action back of it. But also, inevitably, some members of our local Islamic community will be offended by those two tweets. And on that basis, I think it's absolutely imperative that Mr. Paisley and Mr. Bradley visit the Islamic Centre in South Belfast.
Okay. Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much for your time. That's Mike Nesbitt, UUP MLA.